Now, yesterday, or I should say Saturday, when they had Old Timers Day, first of all, station did amazing. Susan and Dave Sims did a great job interviewing everybody. I was listening to it, not live, but we do a great job podcasting stuff. So you can listen to it. Go to WFN On Demand. Willie Randolph was on. Mariano Rivera was on. It was just, it was loaded with good stuff. And there were two thoughts I had in talking about this current Yankee team along with the dynastic Yankees. And that is, number one, the dynasty, specifically 96 through 2001, which is really the dynastic era, has ruined people's opinions on baseball in this town. It's ruined your opinion.
I agree.
Because that team was so good and so not human that the standard that the Yankees have to live up to is not fair. That's a dynasty. That's the greatest team I've ever seen. I'm not old enough to see the 27 Yankees. That is the greatest baseball teams over that five-year period that have ever been assembled. The Dodgers aren't even close. I thought the Astros were challenging
it. Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
But they've also had a lot of changes over the years where it's tough to even challenge it. So number one, as everybody was celebrating, not just the 2000 team, but really the dynasty, they've ruined it for everybody. Number two, and I have one example I pulled, but it was constant. These guys took turns bashing the current Yankee team. I mean, it was constant. It's like Paul O'Neill said, yeah, I'm a broadcaster. These guys suck. Now, he didn't say that point blank,
right?
But there was a lot of that. And to me, this was the biggest one. Jorge Posada. This was a question asked to Jorge, obviously not even on the Yankee broadcast. This was by SNY, who interviewed him. And the question was, hey, Jorge, what do you think of this current team? Here's the question. Here's the answer. And we'll discuss.
What do you want to see change for this current Yankee team?
A little less, you know, want to do it. Like, it's just more about attitude than anything. So, just gotta get a little angry. Hopefully a fight or something that happens. Not a fight, but something that happens that gets them going again.
Are we going to see a fight break out in the Old Timers game?
Not here, but... Yeah, but they need to have that chip on their shoulder. You know, the players, you got to play like that. You know, you can't be friends with everybody.
Okay, there's a lot here. He obviously stopped himself from saying fight. Took him about 5 seconds. He was like, oh, crap, I don't want to get in trouble. But then, when given the opportunity to joke about Old Timers Day, he brought it right back. Like, it was almost, I'm not done yet. I got more to say. I don't like players being friends with the opponent. Now, that's a broader issue. I mean, the Mets are dealing with that, too.
It's unfortunately, I think that's a today's athlete thing more than a Yankee problem.
I agree with you. Okay. And that's what I thought when he said that. But to go out of your way, instead of saying, hey, their pitchers need to go deeper into games, or B, they need to be more fundamentally sound. These are all valid baseball critiques of this Yankee team. Or their offense needs to be better, which it hasn't been for over a month. They still lead the American League in runs, but we've seen it go downward. He went right to the attitude. And I heard that a lot from Yankee players over the last couple of days, really Saturday. And I found that interesting, that that's the thing that jumps out to them about this current Yankee team.
Well, by attitude, I mean, I guess the last guy the Yankees had with your attitude, and I thought he was a little overrated by the fan base, was Brett Gardner slamming the bat against the top of the dugout. They don't have any of that anymore. They don't have Paul O'Neill beating the crap out of a water cooler, any of that. But at the same time, what is their reason for being any of that? Because as long as that manager, and I understand what he's doing, goes up at every post-game press conference and makes every excuse under the sun for players, where is the internal pressure in that locker room to be held to, like, a breaking point where you're going to show a little fire and a little what now? Because every time they lose a game, we don't know what's getting said in the actual locker room, but publicly, all of our ire is always at Aaron Boone because it feels like he's lying to us. You know, if a couple more people got thrown under the bus, maybe there'd be a little more accountability in that room and more people would show a little stressed out nature and a little fire. I don't know. I think that all trickles down. Don't
you? You don't think it's the roster makeup. It's the manager and the tone that is set.
Yes. I think if enough reporters got their cues, the manager said, man, you know, Aaron was really hard on you after the game or something like that. I think all of that stuff trickles down. You get a little more angry. Then you have, you know, it does have to be a locker room split, but, you know, players looking at each other going, you got to pick up your slack here? Look, you heard what Aaron said, this, that, the other. Like, you don't get any of that. There's no feel or need that any day, because any day they just walk in the locker room and goes, oh, it's the day we're going to turn it around. Our manager said so.
Yeah. I disagree with you, but I also kind of disagree with Jorge.
Okay.
I think that, and I said this about the Mets. We were fighting about this a few years ago when the Mets had the bad year, and it was, oh, the locker room. The locker room's an issue. The locker room's an issue. And then last year, the locker room wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
Unless you believe J.D. Martinez was magic and Jose Iglesias was magic, it's a similar roster. Now we're back to it again this year with the Mets. Ah, the locker room. Same thing with the Yankees. The Yankees were in the World Series last year.
Sure.
Was the lack of fight, the lack of being in a fight, or in your case, the lack of accountability from the manager, was that a problem when they got to the World Series and
no.
they were set up to win game one?
No, but it's a reason they lost the World Series.
I don't know if I agree with
that. Like, that stuff did them in, the manager did them in. And I think last year, unfortunately, the Yankees, look, any bad steak could be a good steak with the right sauce, right? The Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, King Aaron Judge combo, I think masked so much of that that the team looked at it. So we have two of the five best players in baseball.
Right,
look,
right.
One of them is always on. And I think that led to the winning, and yeah. that led to a lot of that, masked a lot of what happened.
I think the reasons why the Yankees are where they are and the Mets are where they are has more to do with what they're not doing on the field versus they're not tough enough and they're not angry enough or they don't have the right leader. And
if they were tougher and angry, maybe they win more games on the field.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think it's really just about performance. I mean, the Yankees starters don't go past the fifth inning.
No. Now.
Is that because they're not tough? Is that because they're not screaming and angry enough?
I think it's for multiple reasons.
Okay,
but yeah.
King Aaron Judge hasn't had an extra base hit since he's come back from the IL. Is that because he's not angry enough?
No, I think that's because he always is slow off the IL.
But that's my point. Like,
but these problems go beyond Aaron Judge even going on the IL.
But they were in the World Series last year. The Mets were in the NLCS last year.
Were
all
they?
Of a sudden, the rooms. Yes, the Yankees were in the World Series last year.
Were
and
these
the Mets,
Yankees in World Series? Because I don't see Gerrit Cole. I don't see Juan Soto. I don't see Gleyber Torres.
The guts of the team were, yes. Same thing with the Mets. Guts of the team.
Maybe they lost some of the guts of this team.
How'd they lose it?
Their ace not being here.
So you think...
Their best pound-for-pound player not named Aaron Judge not being here.
Well, Soto's a tremendous player, and I think that goes back to what they lost baseball-wise.
Their tone setter in September and October not being here.
Who's that?
Gleyber Torres. He top of the order, he did. The team's still searching for a leadoff hitter.
I'm not disagreeing.
I know, and I had my issues with Gleyber, but you think about you when you want to talk about teams getting hot and being in the dance, the Yankees really, 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 truly getting hot and like taking off for good, a lot of that had to do with Gleyber Torres settling into the leadoff role.
I'm not laughing at the fact that Gleyber Torres wasn't important to the team. It's just weird to hear you waxing about, boy, they miss him.
I know. And look, this is where you're guilty of this, but they never replaced that either.
Now,
as much as we had problems.
Now do the Mets. Is it J.D. Martinez's leadership? Is it Jose Iglesias singing OMG? What are they missing?
I mean, that one's a tougher one for me to say. Like, okay, some of that magical stuff. I think that certain teams in certain years have pixie dust on them. And I think the Mets had pixie dust, and it's kind of inexplainable.
So what are they then? Because here's a weird thing, and I was picking on Tommy about this.
I think they're
two weeks
an average
ago.
Team with starters that don't go deep enough, and I think the anomaly this year with those three big bats specifically, I'm not calling them the Fab Four, but the three big bats.
Yeah.
I think this is a complete outlier negative year for that core.
So what does that mean? They're just an average team?
Yeah, I think they're an average team.
But they
for this
should
year.
Be better offensively.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the thing I battled with Tommy last year, and eventually he won on me, was the Mets got off to the bad start. And then really from June 1st on, whatever the date was, they were the best team in baseball. And while I would argue with him and say, yeah, they're good, I don't buy it yet, you'd always say, yeah, but since June 1st, they're better than the Phillies. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I would say you were right because they got to the NLCS and they were one of the best teams in the National League from that moment on. The Mets are doing the opposite now. So am I supposed to believe that, hey, since April 28th, they're an under 500 team. That's who they are.
Well, I just think there's multiple ways to accomplish your goals. Like you could start off hot. You could have a slow period. You can get hot again. You know what I mean?
You can, but the Mets ended up answering what you said last year by being that best team all the way through.
But I just think
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, but I just think that each year is unique. And last year, the uniqueness of that team is that they kind of started going downhill in early June, and they kept that momentum. And even like a little hiccup here and there, but they never really lost it. This year, they've lost it, and they've had a harder time kind of finding it. For a myriad of reasons, and I think probably the biggest one is the not hitting with runners in scoring position. But the Soto home runs, there's going to be guys on bases at some point when he hits. A guy's got, almost 30 home runs right now? Like, things like, to me, it feels more flukish, more just that's baseball than it is that this team is somehow broken or is missing the pixie dust of last season.
You may not have heard this because you were in Nashville drinking your face off. Good for you for that.
Yeah, I did not hear that.
No, you didn't hear this, but I got an email while doing the Rico Bronya saying, hey, we should call Juan Soto Juan Solo from now on. And I was like, I got to tell you, it's freaking brilliant.
Juan Solo.
So Joe B over the weekend, and he's the one guy I trust who's like, no, I just thought of this on my own.
Juan Solo.
Said, you know, this guy, all he does is hit solo home runs.
Absolute Stiff.
Juan Solo.
I'm going to start calling him Juan Solo. And it reminded me that, because Joe didn't hear the Rico. He certainly didn't listen to our show. He's not listening all the time.
I don't think he listens at all.
No.
But that was an example when I heard it this morning, Saturday morning at the beach. I was in Coney Island and I was listening to my man Joe B on Rewind. I said, we haven't worked together in 5.5 years and yet we still think alike.
Juan Solo.
That it's popping in his head on a Saturday morning. We should call this guy Juan Solo.
Absolute stiff.
It's either that or I could totally see knowing Joe. Big Zoo called him that down the line talking to Joe at his ear and said, this guy's like Juan Solo.
Oh, you think so?
Big Zoo's a Rico listener around the station, and I think he could have fed it to him.
Well, I'll tell you something that I guarantee Joe came up with by himself, and this one caused me to lose my mind laughing. Okay. Again, went to Coney Island, had a great time. More on that later. I'm sitting on the beach listening to Joe on Rewind, and listen to this comparison he made about the Mets pitching lab.
That lab is starting to be like, you know, that lab in Wuhan, China. You know what I mean?
Come on. The laugh after.
Everything about that cracked me up. The laugh, the cell.
He couldn't even finish and he was laughing.
Oh, he loved it. It's like he had that line in his head for a while.
He had tried it out on himself in the shower, right? Talking to himself.
So is Joe saying that the Mets pitching right now is worse than COVID? I mean, that COVID was bad, bro, but have you seen Sean Manaea recently?
Your call's next.